The Member of Parliament for Ibuakwa South, Atachia, also thinks that the country's economy is not in the best of shape. This is because what is on paper, as presented by the President during the State of the Nation address, is not being experienced by Ghanaians. He noted that parliamentarians who are supposed to do oversight on the State of the Nation address are partisan and therefore unable to do critical analysis of issues.
The President sounds very, very, very cocksure that we have the best of economy. He said so. So I posed a question when I had my intent to debate the matter on the floor that, look, which economy that everything which is good for us is in arrears? The MP's Common Fund is in arrears. The HIPIC Fund is in arrears. Even monies intended for the judiciary is also in arrears. So if the economic fundamentals are good, how come that we cannot even have monies in good time and apply it to where is necessary? Which country in the world would you think that the economy is very sound? Nevertheless, the value of the currency, and I said the currency is a measure of the health of every economy, is the blood of the economy, is suffering. You pit the strength of the cedi against the dollar, and the cedi is helpless. What kind of arrangement is that? So, as you rightly pointed out, it's very, very, very flowery on paper, but the reality is that the economy is very anemic and people are suffering. That's the bottom line. And therefore, when the president is saying that he's going to do X and Y, I see it as a shopping list. Where is the money to apply to all these things?
So whose job is it to check government on its promises?
I can assure you the primary responsibility is parliament. But my good lady, unfortunately, we have a very, very partisan parliament. A parliament in which the NDC sees everything the government does as right. How can we converge in trying to oversight the executive? Inflation is not an MPP factor and it's not an NDC factor. Inflation affects everybody, whether you are MPP or NDC. But why should you be clapping for the president when you are hurting?
That was Member of Parliament for Ibuakwa South, Atachia, speaking to Agatha Asamoah on Behind the News.